Two English teams, both down on their luck, will be slugging it out tonight for the Europa League trophy, Europe's second biggest club competition. The final is taking place in the Spanish city of Bilbao. So can a victory for either Manchester United or Spurs put a gloss on an otherwise terrible season? We can talk now to Gavin Cooney, who's sports writer for the42.ie. Gavin, can you give us a sense of just how bad this year has been for the two teams and how much tonight could mean to them?
It's hard to overstate, Rachel, how rubbish these two teams have been this season.
They're, it's a good way to start.
They're the two of the biggest and wealthiest teams in England. They're 16th and 17th, respectively, in the Premier League. There's 20 teams in the Premier League, so they've not been relegated, but they're the next worst of those who are still there. They've lost 39 league games between them this season. Tottenham, the slight majority in that number, in losing 21 games out of 37 so far. So, I mean, they've been terrible, both of them. And now each of them have a shot tonight in Bilbao of a highly unlikely shot at salvation, really. And it means a huge amount to them. Obviously, it means it's important to gloss the season by winning a trophy and creating memories and all that. But for those running the clubs, it means a huge injection of cash, which in Manchester United's case in particular is very important.
It's bizarre, isn't it, that one of these teams, as you say, 16th and 17th in the Premier League, they could be in next year's Champions League. Does that kind of devalue the whole thing?
Feels a bit unfair, doesn't it? I mean, convention and the rules have stated for years that the winner of the Europa League, the second tier competition, gets an automatic spot in the Champions League next season. So that among the worst teams in England one of the worst teams in England will get that, does speak to the financial muscle and power of the Premier League, that even these two underperforming teams can still get through the second tier Europa League. But the rules are the rules. It's attracted a little bit of criticism, the fact that one of these teams will get there, but they will, and it's it might not be very fair, but it is going to happen for either Man United or Tottenham for next season.
How much pressure are the two managers under?
Big pressure. So Ruben Amorim took over at Manchester United midway through this season. His record has been abysmal. He's obviously been given lots of time to try and overhaul this team to make it play in his style of play and to build a squad that suits his style. His results have been very poor. He's under pressure from that point of view. But Ange Postecoglou, the Australian manager of Tottenham, is under severe pressure. This is his second season at the club, so he's had much less credit in the bank than Amorim. He squandered most of it by losing all those league games. He was bristling at media commentary yesterday, saying that he's not a clown, as one headline suggested that he would be in the event of defeat. There's a sense that regardless of whether Tottenham win or lose, that he'll lose his job anyway. But if they lose, he'll definitely be out, and a new manager will be at Tottenham next season.
Gavin Cooney of the42.ie, thanks a million for being with us this lunchtime.